Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 13th of July 2024. Essence: Sweet Children, the festival of Rakshabandhan that begins at the confluence age is the festival of making a promise. You now promise to become pure and enable others to become pure. Question: On what basis can all your tasks be successful? How will your name be glorified? Answer: Together with the power of knowledge, you have to have the power of yoga. Everyone will then automatically become ready to do all the tasks. Yoga is very incognito. Through this, you become the masters of the world. When you explain whilst in yoga, newspaper people will automatically print your message. It will be through the newspapers that your name will be glorified. Many will receive the message through them. Om Shanti. Today, Baba will explain to you children about Rakshabandhan, because it is coming close. You children go to tie rakhis on others. The festivals that are celebrated now are of the things that happened in the past. You children know that you were asked to write a letter and make this promise 5,000 years ago as well. This has been given many different names. This is a symbol of purity. You have to tell everyone to have a rakhi of becoming pure tied. You also know that the pure world starts at the beginning of the Golden Age. The festival of rakhi begins at this most auspicious confluence age. It is later celebrated when the path of devotion begins. This is called an eternal festival. When does that begin? On the path of devotion. Because there are no festivals in the Golden Age, they exist here. All the festivals, etc., take place at the confluence age. They will then start again on the path of devotion. There are no festivals in the Golden Age. You might ask, will there be deep mala in the Golden Age? No, that too is celebrated here. It will not be celebrated there. That which you celebrate here will not be celebrated there. All of these festivals are of the Iron Age. People celebrate Rakshabandhan. Now, how can they know why rakhi is celebrated? You go and tie a rakhi on everyone. You tell them, become pure because the pure world is being established. It is written on the picture of the tree Murti. Establishment of the pure world takes place through Brahma. This is why the tying of rakhis to become pure is celebrated. This is now the time of the path of knowledge. It has been explained to you, children, that if anyone says anything to you about the path of devotion, you should explain to them that you are now on the path of knowledge. Only God is the ocean of knowledge. Only He can make the whole world viceless. When Bharat was viceless, the whole world was viceless. By Bharat being made viceless, the whole world becomes viceless. Bharat cannot be called a world. Bharat is only one land out of many lands in the world. You children know that there is only the land of Bharat in the new world. There must surely have been human beings living in the land of Bharat. Bharat was the land of truth. At the beginning of the cycle, there was only the deity religion. That is called the viceless pure religion, which came into existence 5,000 years ago. This old world is now only going to remain for a short while longer. How many days does it take to become viceless? It does take time. Here too, you make effort to become pure. This is the greatest festival of all. You have to make a promise. Baba, we will definitely become pure. This festival should be considered to be the greatest. Everyone calls out, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. Even after they say this, the Supreme Father does not enter their intellects. You understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes to give this knowledge to human souls. Souls have been separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. This meeting, Mela, only takes place at the confluence age. This meeting, which only takes place once every 5,000 years, is also called the Kumbh Mela. People have continued to celebrate many times that Mela of bathing in the waters. That belongs to the path of devotion. This is the path of knowledge. A confluence is called a Kumbh, gathering. In fact, there are not three rivers. How can there be an incognito river of water? The father says, It is this Gita of yours that is incognito. Therefore, it is explained to you that you claim your kingdom of the world through the power of yoga. There is no singing or dancing, etc., involved in this. The path of devotion lasts for exactly half a cycle, whereas the path of this knowledge lasts for one life. Then, for two ages, there is the reward of this knowledge, but the knowledge itself does not continue. The path of devotion continues throughout the Copper and Iron Ages. Only once do you receive this knowledge, and its reward lasts for 21 births. Your eyes have now opened. Previously, you were sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. Brahmin priests now tie the rakhis on this festival of Rakhi. You too are Brahmins. They are born through sin, whereas you are born through the mouth. There is so much blind faith on the path of devotion. They are trapped in that quicksand. Just as your feet get trapped in quicksand, similarly, human beings become trapped in the quicksand of devotion to such an extent that they sink into it up to their necks. When only your top knots remain, the Father then comes once again to catch hold of you in order to rescue you. You children work very hard to explain. There are millions of people, and it takes effort to go to each one. You were defamed by the newspapers that said you make people renounce their homes and make them into brothers and sisters. The things that happened in the beginning were spread around so much by the newspapers. Now, you cannot explain to each one. Therefore, the newspapers will be of use to you later on. Your name will be glorified through the newspapers. You now have to think about how to make people understand what the real meaning of Raksha Bandhan is. since the Father has come to purify you, he takes the promise that you children make to become pure. The one Father ties a rakhi on each of you. People celebrate the birth of Sri Krishna, so he must surely have sat on the throne. However, they never show the coronation. Lakshmi and Narayan existed at the beginning of the Golden Age. Their coronation must have taken place. They celebrate the birth of a prince, but where is the coronation? The coronation takes place at the time of Diwali. There is a great deal of splendor in the Golden Age. The things of the Confluence Age do not exist there. It is here that there will be light in every home. You do not celebrate Diwali, etc. there. There, the lights of souls remain ignited. There, the coronation, not Diwali, will be celebrated. Souls cannot return home until their lights are ignited. All souls are now impure, and so you have to think about how to make them pure. You children have to think about this and go to eminent people. You children have been defamed by the newspapers, and your name will also be glorified by them. They would print good things if you gave them a small amount of money. Now, for how long can you keep giving them money? To give money is like bribery and is against the law. Nowadays, nothing happens without bribery. If others give bribes and you also give bribes, there would then be no difference between the two. Yours is the aspect of the power of yoga. You should have so much yoga power that you can make anyone do anything. Continue to buzz this knowledge to them. You also have the power of this knowledge. There is this knowledge in all of these pictures, etc. Yoga is incognito. In order to claim the unlimited inheritance, you have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This is incognito, and it is through this that you become the masters of the world. You can sit anywhere and have remembrance. Whilst sitting here, you are not just having yoga, but deep yoga. This knowledge and yoga are both easy. Simply take the 7 days course and that's enough. There is no need for anything more. You can then go and make others similar to yourselves. The Father is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace. These are the two main aspects. You are claiming your inheritance of peace from him. Remembrance is very subtle. You children can tour around by all means, but you do have to remember the Father. You have to become pure and imbibe divine virtues. You should not have any defects within you. Lust too is a great defect. The Father says, do not now become impure. Even if a woman is in front of you, consider yourself to be a soul and remember me, your Father. Do not even see whilst seeing. We are remembering our Father. He is the ocean of knowledge. He is making you similar to himself, and so you also become oceans of knowledge. Do not become confused about this. He is the Supreme Soul. He resides in the Supreme Region, which is why he is called the Supreme. You also reside there. You are now taking this knowledge number-wise according to the efforts you make. Those who pass with honours are said to have become full oceans of knowledge. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, and you are also becoming oceans of knowledge. Souls are not larger or smaller. Even the Supreme Soul is not large. It has been said that he is brighter than 1,000 suns. All of those are tall stories. In whatever form your intellects remember him, so you have a vision of that form. This requires understanding. Whether you have a vision of a soul or the Supreme Soul, it is the same thing. The Father has made you realize that he alone is the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. He comes at the right time to grant salvation to everyone. You are the ones who have performed the most devotion, and so it is you who the Father teaches. After Rakshabandhan, there is the festival of the birth of Krishna, and then Dashera. In fact, Krishna cannot come before Dashera. Dashera should be celebrated before Krishna's birth. You can account for this. Previously, you did not understand anything. The Father now makes you very sensible. The teacher too makes you sensible. You now understand that God's form is a point, whereas the tree is huge. Souls reside up above as points. This has been explained to you, sweetest children. Actually, you have to become sensible within a second. However, people have such stone intellects that they don't understand anything, when in fact it should only take a second. In every birth, you have had new limited fathers. That unlimited father only comes once and gives you the inheritance for 21 births. You are now claiming the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited father. Your lifespans also become long. It is not that you will have the same father for 21 births. No, your lifespans become longer. You will not see any sorrow. Later on, this knowledge will remain in your intellects. You have to remember the Father and claim your inheritance. As soon as a son is born, he becomes an heir. Now that you have recognized the Father, remember the Father and the inheritance and become pure. Imbibe divine virtues. The Father and the inheritance are so easy. Your aim and objective are in front of you. You children now have to think of ways of how to explain in the newspapers. You have to give them the picture of the tree Murti, because establishment through Brahma has to be explained. The Father has come to purify Brahmins, which is why they have rakhis tied. The purifier is purifying Bharat. He is making everyone pure, because the pure world is now being established. You have now completed your 84 births. Those who have taken many births will continue to understand clearly. Those who come later on will not experience as much happiness, because they will have done less devotion. The Father comes to give you the fruit of your devotion. You now understand who has performed the most devotion. You are the ones who come in the first number. You are the ones who did unadulterated devotion. Ask yourself, Have I done more devotion, or has this one? Those who do the most powerful service must surely have done a lot of devotion. Baba mentions their names. There is Kumaka, Janak, Manohar, Gulzar. All are number wise. However, you cannot be made to sit here number wise. Therefore, you have to think about how you can write about Raksha Bandhan in the newspapers. It is fine to go to ministers, etc., to tie rakhis on them. However, they do not become pure. You say, become pure and the new world can be established. You have been vicious for 63 births. Now the father says, become pure in this final birth. Remember God so that the sins on your head can be removed. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to pass with honours, become an ocean of knowledge like the Father. Examine yourself to see whether you have any defects inside you and remove them. Do not see anyone's body even whilst seeing it. Whilst talking to one another, have the faith that you are souls. 2. Accumulate so much power of yoga that all your work is carried out easily. Give everyone the message of becoming pure through the newspapers. Do the service of making others similar to yourself. Blessing. May you have unlimited disinterest by transforming any body consciousness into the stage of soul consciousness. While moving along, if you have no disinterest, the main reason for that is your body consciousness. Until you have disinterest or no body consciousness, you will not be able to have permanent disinterest in anything. To have disinterest in relationships is not a big deal. Many people in the world also have disinterest. However, here you have to know the many forms of body consciousness and transform them all into the stage of soul consciousness. This is the way to become one who has unlimited disinterest. Slogan: when the feet of your thoughts are strong, situations that are like dark clouds will be transformed. Om Shanti.